Senators approved 1% merit pay increases for state employees, many of whom have not had a pay raise since the start of the Great Recession. They also voted for a more than $530 million funding boost for K-12 education. $314 million of that would go to the state's education funding formula. Republican Senate Appropriations Chair Jack Hill says the funding comes in a year with a slight increase in state revenue.
When you look at all the numbers together, this budget still focuses on what we think are the prioritized and critical needs of the state.
But Senate Minority Leader Steve Henson said even though the budget includes additional education money, it doesn't do enough to restore years of austerity cuts.
Even when you take into account the additional funds to reduce that down from a higher level, it's still a $750 million austerity cut from our funding formula for education.
Still, Henson ultimately ended up voting in favor of the budget. Meanwhile, Democratic Minority Whip Vincent Fort went back and forth with Senator Hill over Medicaid expansion. Fort says the state is turning down free federal money by not expanding under the Affordable Care Act.
Wouldn't 100% money for 3 years and 90% for 7 years thereafter, isn't that a pretty good deal?
But Hill disagreed with Fort.
The concern in my mind is we begin to lose. We have so much dependence on the federal government that any change they make can have dire effects in the state.
Fort joined three other Democrats to vote against the budget, including Democratic gubernatorial candidate Senator Jason Carter. Senate and House leaders will now meet to hammer out their differences before sending a final budget to the governor. Michelle Wirth, WABE News, the state capitol.